Okay, today's daf is Bikurim daf Chav Dalet, as we continue with only a couple of daf left here in Maseches Bikurim, and we're on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, talking about the process of bringing Bikurim, and those that stand up for those coming to do a mitzvah. And once we mention that, so we speak about standing up for Zakenim, standing up for elders, for Talmidei Chachamim, Av Bezdin, and we spoke about the different practices that took place here on Chav Gimel Amud Beis for the Chacham and the Av Bezdin and the Nasi. So let us get into a couple of lines up from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, right after Malan Bakodesh Velo Moridin, which again is a major halachic concept, Malan Bakodesh. That's one of the reasons we put on a talis before we put on tefillin, because of Malan Bakodesh, not just because of Tadir, but Malan Bakodesh, which also one of the reasons for 1-8 according to Beis Hillel and Chanukah. Okay, Reb Zeira, havi boin mimanite. Reb Zeira, they wanted to appoint him. Appoint him what? So must say, the Marafolda says, Lihios Av Bezdin Alehem, right? To be the Av Bezdin. Others say it was to get smicha, but some type of position. Some type of position they wanted to give him. He didn't want it. He didn't want the position because, you know, he just wanted to stay out of the public light. Kad Shama Hahein Tanya. Once he heard the following brisa that said, Tani, Chacham Chasan Nasi. These three people, Gedula Mechaperes, these three people, they're taking on the position, gives them a Kaparis Avonos, a Chacham, a leader of some type, a Chasan on his wedding day, a Nasi the Melech, Gedula Mechaperes, their position brings Kapara, so then he said, okay. Then he said, okay, and he took it. Kabil ilale mimanite. Right, so he had him. Where do you see that? So the Gemara goes psukim for each one. Chacham, where do you say that a chacham is someone who has kaparas avonos? But they say, v'atakam v'adatam b'nei zaken v'aksid basrei, because that pasuk by giving glory and honor to a zaken, what does it say right afterwards? V'chiyagur itchem ger ba'artzachem losonu oso. It talks about a ger, it talks about a convert. And a convert starts a new leaf. Right? A convert starts a new leaf. Ma hager mochlan lo akol avonos. So just like a ger has mechilas avonos because he has a new slate. Person becomes Jewish, a new slate. No, none of the averus in the past are counted. Av chacham shenismana mochlan akol avonos. So to a chacham who takes upon himself a new position has mechilas avonos as if he is a new person. Gershon is Gayer, Kikatan Shinola Dami, says the Rasilio, according to the Gemara Yevamis. Ger is like a child or a reborn. Right, there is a discussion that we've had. The Gemara never quotes a source for that concept. Gershon is Gayer, Kikatan Shinola Dami. How do we know that a Ger is like a new person? So there's again, the Gemara just quotes it as maybe a Svara. The Chassam Sofer wonders in Avodah Zarah, what's the source for it? But there are a couple of suggestions. I think the Balaturim. The Balaturim says based on a pasuk in Kisetse, where it says, Yasom, Ger Yatom Va'almana. So he has a drasha. Ger is a Yatom. Ger is a Yatom. He's like an orphan because he's not related to his family. The Meshachachma says in Va'eschanan is based on the pasuk there, that after Har Sinai, Hashem tells all the Jewish people, go back to your wives. Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. And he says, but wait a minute. At Har Sinai, they received all the laws of Arias. So some of the women that they were married to were probably illicit relations. So how will they allow to go back to their wives that they were married to before? It must be. They're all considered new people. Gerushin is Gair, Kut and Shinoldam, because we went through a type of Gerus at Maimon Har Sinai. As we know, one of the sources for Gerus, the Gemara in Krisos tells us, is Maimon Har Sinai, right? Some of the sources for what we do, right? We know that Mila and Tevila and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs and Karban, that's all learned out from Har Sinai. For a ger. So that is, again, one of the sources the Meshach Chachma says. So these are the psukim for Mechilas Avonos of a Chacham. Chasan, how do we know that a Chasan has Mechilas Avonos? Vayelach Esav el Yishmael. Esav goes to Yishmael. Vayikach es Bachalas Bas Yishmael. And he marries Yishmael's daughter, Machalas. Says the Gemara, was that her real name? V'chi Machalas Shema v'halo Basmas Shema. Machalas wasn't her name, Basmas was her name. Elashe Nimchalu lo Kalavonosav. Even in Esav, right, there's Mechilas Avonos. Mechila, Machlas from the word Mechilas Avonos, when a person gets married. And that's where the minna comes from of a wedding is like a Yom Kippur, wearing a kittel and saying the Al Chetz. and fasting, that's all related to this. And Nasi ben, how do you know Nasi, a king, has Mechilas Avonos ben Shana, Shaul ben Malchot. Shaul was 1 year old when he became king. That's not true. V'chi ben Shana haya, he wasn't 1 year old. Elosh and Nimchul lo kol Avonosav, Kitinok ben Shana. It was as if he was one, it was as if he had Mechilas Avonos like a 1 year old. So again, this is something automatic. Something automatic. So if somebody's in Russia, Gemura, so then he should just get married and become the king, but take upon himself a position. So Rav Dessler writes in Chela Gimel, no, these represent opportunities. It's not that it's automatically Mechilas Avonos, but there are opportunities here for Mechilas Avonos. All of these represent stages of life where one can then take upon themselves to become a new person, right? A marriage and a position in the Nisius and Malchus, says the Rav Dessler in Chela Gimel, page 194. Bevadai, the Divrei Chazal al Mechilas Avonos l'dor be'eretz Yisrael, when he quotes the Chazal, they call it Dor be'eretz Yisrael, has Mechilas Avonos. So, Mechuvanim, l'misha Allah l'madrega, sheba yuchal lavo l'his orurus, al yedei yeshivas of Eretz HaKadosha, v'aydei zesha b'tshuva. Yeah, it's an opportunity for Mechilas Avonos. Says Rav Dessler, not automatic. V'kvar amru Chazal, and he quotes, Yerushalmi Bikurim, Chacham Shedizman, Achasim V'nasi, Avonoseh Mechulim, Barur, says Rav Dessler, Shekavanasam Sheba'osam HaMatzavim, Ha'adam Mesugal Lehisorer L'tshuva. These situations could inspire someone to do tshuva. L'haschil Chayim Chadashim Mamish, Ulehisromeim L'madrega Kizu, Asherba B'telim Chisronos Ha'avar Shalo. He could reach the madrega that all of his prior chisronos could be nullified. Zeu biar inyan shemochlan avonosav. Ach misha lo yilmad lashuva yidei shinui b'matzav chayav. Sorry, he gets married, but he doesn't change his life at all. Sorry, he becomes the king and he does the same things he did before. Adaraba. It's even worse because you have an opportunity and you're losing the opportunity. Godol cheto shemechazik levavo shelo lashuv. Afilo achrei shezimnu lo min hashamayim his damnus ma'oreres. Even if min hashamayim you have this opportunity, it's even worse, right? We've used that. What does it mean? It's even worse. So the Gemara, if you remember that Gemara in Yuma, the end of Yuma, we've quoted the Kochvei Ar, Rabbi Saul Petta, the Pre Yitzchak, Rabbi Yisrael Petterberger, who wrote the Kochvei Ar, which is the sefer that goes along with the Rabbi Saul Salanter's Ar Yisrael. So he quotes there why to answer the question we asked, I think, last week. But I don't think we mentioned this answer. We mentioned last week that the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that Aseres Yimei Tshuva are only for the Beinonim. Because in Rosh Hashanah, if you're a tzaddik, you're done. And if you're a Rasha, you're done. But Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you're a Beinoni. And we think a Beinoni means chatzi chatzi. Chatzi chatzi. If you're half and half averus, half mitzvahs, so then you need to push the bimachri, the scale, in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So the question is the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he says, if you're a Beinoni, so during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, asa tshuva, then you were machri l'schus. Lo asa tshuva, then machri l'chova. The question is, what do you mean asa tshuva? Shouldn't it be, I do more mitzvahs than averus? I'm a Beinoni now. So as long as by the end of the week, by Yom Kippur comes, I have more mitzvahs than averus, that should be good enough. That should be good enough to be machri the scale. Doesn't say that. The Rambam says, asa tshuva. Why do I have to do tshuva? So says the Pre Yitzchak, because the opportunity for Aseres Yimei Tshuva is such that if you don't do tshuva during this time, that lost opportunity is machria all of the good things that you could have done. And he quotes the Gemara in the end of Maseches Yuma. The Gemara at the end of Yuma, Pei Gimel or so, around there, quotes the story. I think it was Rav that was, there was somebody that wronged Rav. And the Rav was on, a butcher. And Rav was on his way to the butcher on Erev Yom Kippur to make himself available so the butcher could say, I'm sorry. Right? So Rav is on his way. So Rav passes by. Forgot which one of the other Amoraim, and he sees Rav, and he asks Rav, "What are you doing? Erev Yom Kippur, you should be home eating." He says, "No, I'm going to, you know, make myself available." So he says, "Rav is going l'miktol nafsha. Rav is going to kill this butcher. You're going to kill the butcher." Rav doesn't answer, and he keeps going, and he goes, and the butcher, he opens the door, and the butcher looks up, he sees Abba, that's Rav's nickname. Who is that? Right, get out of here, Zil, Leslie Dina Badach, I have nothing to do with you. And what happens, and the next time he chopped his meat, a bone went up from the meat and smashed him in the forehead and killed him. So I think it was Rafuna, right? Was he a Navi? He knew that this butcher, how'd he know? The answer is because he knew that Rav was making it worse, so to speak, by giving the opportunity of coming close and then not saying I'm sorry, that makes it even worse. That's what the Pri Yitzchak says about Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So that's what Reb Dessler says right here about getting married, Chasan, Chacham, and Melech. If Hashem gives you these opportunities and then you don't use it, so that makes it even worse. And that's also, he says, Kol Ador be'Eretz Yisrael, Doma Kimisha Yisha Lo Eloka. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have a God. If you live in Chutz Lars, you don't have a God. What does that mean? Everybody? He says, we see Apikorsim in Eretz Yisrael, right? But he says, no, Eretz Yisrael is the land of Kedusha, that it is more possible. It is easier if you open your eyes and you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's more of an opportunity, right? The Hashgach is direct, as the Ramban says many times, but that's Rav Dessler here, page 194. Rav Dessler moved to Eretz Yisrael towards the end also. Came to Bnei Brak. Okay, so we continue now. So we did those three, now up to the last line. Chav Gimel Beis. Rabbi Mana meko le'ilein de mismani v'kesef. Rabbi Mana used to make fun of those judges that were appointed for money. Right, they were appointed for money. They weren't deserving of being a judge, but they used to make fun of them. He was mezalzel. Right, they used to buy their positions. Rabbi Imi Karalem, Rabbi Imi even called the pasuk Elohei Chesef veElohei Zav lo sasu lachem. Don't make golden and silver gods for you. So we darshan. What does that mean? The Rasilio quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He says, don't become an Elohei. Elohei is not a god, just a judge. Judges for gold and silver, don't make. Don't be a judge for gold and silver, meaning bribe your way in. That is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Amar of Yoshia, and Rav Yoshia even says, V'talos sha'olav k'mirdash shel chamor. Judges sometimes wear special types of clothing, cloaks. So Rav Yoshia says, if you're a judge that was appointed for money, so you're basically like a donkey that's wearing a coat. That's what he says. K'talos sha'olav k'mirdash shel chamor. You're like a donkey which has a saddle on it. Amar Rebbe Shayin, right? Unusual name. Amar Rebbe Shayin, Zeshuhu Mismani Bekesef. What is this doing here? Because it's relating to the following halacha. If you're appointed in silver, none of the halachas that we quoted on the last daf apply. Ein Om Dimipanav. You don't have to stand up for him. You shouldn't stand up for him. He's a faker. Vein Korin Oso Rebbe, and don't call him Rebbe. Vatala Shalav Gemedash Shal Chamar. Right? The only thing that he has going for him is he's wearing the cloak of being a judge. Says, if he's appointed, if he's not deserving, and he is just wearing the cloak, that's the only thing he has, it's like a donkey inside, right? It's like, it's not fitting for this person. Good. Rabbi Zeira v'chad min Rabbanan, havi yasvin, they were sitting. Rabbi Zeira and one of the Rabbanan, this is a great message that we're about to see, right? We're talking about all these, like, false judges, right? They're fakers. But how do you deal with them? So Reb Zeira and one of the rabbis were sitting. Over chad min ilein de mismani bekesef. One of these fakers walked by, right, with his cloak. Maybe he had the fancy hair that judges wear in the olden days. Omar, he says, Omar yasi de min rabban al Reb Zeira. So this unnamed rabbi says to Reb Zeira, Nev v'nafshin tani, let's start learning and pretend we're like very involved in the sugya. V'lo nekem lo mikomi. Then we won't stand for him and he won't notice. He won't notice that that's not the reason that we're not standing for him. Meaning they don't want to embarrass him, even though he wasn't deserving, but they didn't want him to, you know, so they were sensitive. Others say, no, it wasn't just the sensitivity, it was the law. These were appointed by the governmental officials. And if you don't give kavod to the governmental official judges, so then that's going to be a problem. So either way, this is what their reaction was. Tirgame, Yaakov Ishkfar Nivoraya. Rabbi Yaakov Ishkfar Nivoraya was a mitargame for one of these judge people. Remember the mitargame in the olden days? The elder Rosh Yeshiva couldn't talk so loudly, so they would whisper their shir to a mitargame, and the mitargame would announce it and say it loudly. He was their microphone. So he was a microphone of one of these people, and basically when the guy whispered into his ear, he had nothing to say. So he had to make up his own shir. Right, the Matar game. So he made up a shir about how these judges are fake. So Have Omer Hoy Omer Laita Kitza. Right, the pasuk says in Habakkuk that sometimes we talk to a tree and say, wake up, right? Hakitza. Uri la Evan Domain. We tell a stone to wake up. Hu Yore. He's gonna teach. Right? He's gonna teach you at the somebody he's a stone or a piece of wood. Yodehu Yore, does he know how to teach? Continuing the pasuk, Hinei utafetz zav kasef. He's surrounded and covered by gold and silver. Lo bakas payis bani. Wasn't he appointed just for money? V'charuach ein bekirbo. He has no spirit in him. Lo chachim klum. Right? He's empty. Ha'i omer ba'isun ma'manye. You want to know who do appoint? Look at the next pasuk. V'Hashem beheichal kadsho. Hashem is in his heichal, meaning you got to find somebody who's sitting in the heichal Hashem. Right? That's somebody to appoint. For example, Harib Yitzchak bar Elazar, Bekanishta Medarta to Kesarin, Yitzchak ben Elazar. He's sitting in the shul in Kesaria. He's the kind of person you appoint as a judge. Period. There is a Meshachachma that quotes the Chazal related to this. Meshachachma and Parsha Shoftim. Meshachachma, we've said this in the past, but we don't always say. Sometimes Meshachachma says an idea, and he says, and this explains six different chazals. So we don't always do all six, but this is one of them. Right, the Meshachachma on the pasuk in the beginning of Shoftim, of Losita Lacha Asherah Kal Eitz, do not plant trees next to the Mizbeach. It talks about an Asherah, but there's a halacha also about not planting trees. That's why they say that the Arabs, one of the first things they did on Har Abayis, hundreds of years ago, with the plant trees. That's why they're choosing our bias, right, to go against this halacha. What's the big problem? And the mizbeach has to be made out of stone, right, and not wood. The mizbeach and the base of Mikdash. Why? Because he quotes the Chazal Gemara in the end of Menachos that says, if you look throughout Parshios of the Karbanos, you only find the name of Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei by the Karbanos. You don't find Elokim or Kael. Why? Elokim and Kael, most other names of Hashem, are a name of Hashem that reflects his interaction with us. Elokim is Midas Hadin and other types of interactions. Yudke Vavke is Hayahoveviyya. He was, meaning in independence. That's what Yudke Vavke is. So that's why by Karbanos, says the Meshachachma, we shouldn't think that we're giving Hashem anything by a Karban. He doesn't need our carbon, right? It's for us. Doesn't need our carbon. And therefore, you can't have any tree. What's a tree? A tree symbolizes you water the tree and then it grows. A tree symbolizes there's intake and there's outtake. No trees next to the Mizbeach where you give a carbon. You don't want it to be seen as, you know, we're giving carbonos and therefore we're going to get some. No, no, no. Hashem's not getting anything. That's a need. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right, that's what's by Bar Kabanos. Ulaharos Kabanazut Siva Yisbarach Lasos Mizbeach Havanim V'lo Yeba Shum Eitz L'Hisbonein for us to think about. Kamosha Mizbeach Makam HaKabanos Hu Dover She'eno Nizon Ve'eno Tzorach L'mayim U'mazon. The Makam HaKabanos, the stones, there's no intake. Kain Kol Inyan Kabanos Hu Lo L'Sibas Hazan V'Tosefes B'Shle Musa Klal. It's not because, it needs anything. And that's why no trees, which grow, right, based on intake, next to the Mizbech, right? And that's why the Gemara says that the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin, right, Losita, the Gemara says, Kolama midayin she'eno hagun. If you appoint a judge that is not appropriate, kilu ma midashere etzel Mizbech. It's like you planted a tree next to the Mizbech. What do the two have to do with each other? Right? Gemara, the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin, right? What does that have to do with a tree? Oh, if you appoint a dayan, what are you doing? You're like, a tree is intake and outtake. If you plant a judge that's there for money, right? That's intake and out. I'm going to pay you to be the judge, so you're going to give me the decisions that you like. It's exactly what our Gemara is saying, right? That's Eloi Chazav, Eloi Chesef, right? The judge is for money, but that's what the Meshachachma says. That's the mashal. That's the mashal of like planting an asherah, someone's be'ach, because we no asherahs, right? No judges for money, because then you're like a tree. Then you're like a tree. Intake and outtake. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ami Shol, Rabbi Simon. Shamach Mamanin Zakenim people Chutz Laretz? Do we give smicha in Chutz Laretz? Do we give smicha in Chutz Laretz? Once we're talking about, right, this is connected. What was this connected to? Because remember we just had the story. Rabbi Zira didn't want the position until he was told that he's going to get Mechilas Avonos. So according to one pshat, the position was smicha. So here, so the Rebbe Ami says, do you do smicha in Chutz Laretz? Amar le shamati shei mamanin. Zaken b'chutz laretz. No. There's no smicha in Chutz Laretz. Well, Amar Rebbe Levi, v'lo mikra maliyu. Isn't it, it's a beferish pasuk. Ben Adam, beis Yisrael yoshvim al admasam. right? Ben Adam, you know this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, because Yechezkel has all the Ben Adams, right? So Ben Adam, the base Yisrael that are sitting on their land, and we darshan, Hakol Yeshiva Shalcha, whenever you have a yeshiva, yeshiva means a yeshiva is bezdin, lo yel al masecha, right? It's on your land. On your land, right? And therefore, that's the halacha, right? This is one of those halachos. We've cataloged these before. We've been learning Zerayim, mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz. But there are a number of halachas, maybe seven or something like that, that have to do with Eretz Yisrael, that do not have to do with the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. But it's still limited to Eretz Yisrael. What the Achronim call Shem Eretz Yisrael, or the Ramban calls in the first daf in Gittin, Chibuv Eretz Yisrael. Egla Arufa only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That has nothing to do with the dirt. This smicha. Smicha is only, you can only give smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Real smicha. Moshe, we're going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Par helam davar shal tzibur. Like we're in Harias Dav Gimel. When you try to determine most of the Jewish people that made a mistake based on Bezdin, you go by the majority of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That's how you determine a par helam davar shal tzibur. Because that's what's called kahal. Right? B'nai Eretz Yisrael ikri kal. So a number, maybe a Nei, where it says in Megillah, right, Yudal, you only say Falhalo on the Nase of Eretz Yisrael. So these have nothing to do with the Kedushas, with right, the Mitzvah Tulis Ba'aretz. But there are still mitzvahs that have to do, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig always like to say, that Eretz Yisrael is the headquarters of the Jewish people. Right? And as headquarters, right, that has ramifications separate from the Kedusha of the dirt. And you have to analyze each of these mitzvos to realize it. The Rambam might say, implies that you only make the bracha of Chacham HaRazim when you see 600,000 Jews only in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so many halachas. This is one of them. Smicha is one of them. Continue. Rabbanit Kesaran Amrin Mamanin Zakenim B'chutz La'aretz Amanas La'achzar. If you could give, not that we pasuk in this way, but there is a daya, you could give smicha in chutz La'aretz Amanas, that they're going to come back and judge all the dinei knasos in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yisla Bar Nachman have a ba'aza umanune amanas lachzar. Rav Yisla Bar Nachman was in Aza, and there's a question in the Mefarshim. What do you mean Aza is not Eretz Yisrael? Right, in the Navi, it's one of the Plishti cities, but wasn't it conquered by the Jewish people? Maybe it was only conquered for tax purposes and not for Kedusha purposes. That's a discussion. But Ba'aza, and he appointed him Amanas Lachzar. Rav Zemina, Havi Batsur, he was in Sur, that's in Tyre, all the way up north. So, Umanuni Amanas Lachzar, also, they appointed him Amanas Lachzar. Of Reb Yona, so the question is, what does this next line mean? We're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Pshat, who says, Af Reb Yona Havi Bepiska, he was in Piska. A name of a place. Name of a place in Chutz Laretz. Others say that it means he was on the petek. He was on the card, the smicha card of Rav Zemina. But we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right, he was also v'lo kabel ilave mismani, but he refused to get smicha. Why? Because his Rebbe didn't get smicha yet. Omar adzmad mismani Rabbi. I'm waiting for Rabbi Zemina. When my Rabbi Zemina gets smicha, then I'll get smicha. And fine, he got smicha. Umina Rabbi. And then he got smicha. He got smicha too. Am Rebbe Chama, Yehuda ben Titas, Havi Baromi. He was in Romi. Interesting. Titus, Rome, Titas, right? But we assume that he wasn't Titus, Titas. Umanune Amanas Lachzar. All of these Amanas Lachzar. Smicha is a lot to talk about. Maybe just mention one thought. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yudalid describes the unbelievable story of Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba. That they made, the Romans made a gzera against smicha. Whoever gives smicha will be killed. Whoever gets smicha will be killed. The city where smicha is given will be wiped out. Right? They made a gzera against smicha. So Yehuda ben Baba went in the middle of two cities, in the middle of nowhere, so no cities will be held accountable. And he went and he gave smicha to five of the Talmidim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ozef, and Shamua. And then all of a sudden it was heard about and the Romans started coming and they started running away. They said, Rabbi, come. And he said, I'm an old man. I can't make it. I can't make it. So he was killed. He was killed. They all ran away. He was killed. And the question of Salvechik asked in this Gemara is, why did they have to do smicha? It's not one of the big three. Right? Yehari Vayavar. It's not one of Yehari Vayavar. So why was they ready to give their life? Why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba ready? You know, he died. He wasn't supposed to die. So Rav Salvechik says, giving smicha isn't dying. Giving smicha is living. Because when you pass the Torah to the next generation, that's giving yourself life. And the transmission of Torah is Yehari Vayavar. Not to be able to transmit Torah. And he was the Baal HaMesorah to transmit it to the next generation. See, he had to. And therefore, he had to... That's the reflection of that Gemara. Okay, there's a lot more. The Rambam restarting the Smicha, but we will continue. Good, says the Gemara. Shimon Barva. Shimon Barva, Have, right? The Girsa change here is B'Damascus. Right, he was in Damascus. V'ismanun tekikin minei. But there were people around him that got smicha that were less than him. He had bad mazel. He had a mazel. Hulo isman, he wasn't appointed. Shimon Barvavi, Baki b'magalisa b'chomila. He knew pearls, unbelievable. Amazing, he knew everything about pearls. Olavi igu michle, he didn't even have bread to eat. He had all these skills, but for some reason it didn't work out. Favir b'yochan and kari ilavei, Rabbi Yochan used to call about him. V'gam lo l'chachamim lechem. Right, he quoted the pasuk. Right, for some reason, right, even the chachamim wouldn't get bread. Omar, kom, and Rabbi Yochanan used to say, kol mishina makar ma'isav shel Avraham, if you don't know what Avraham Avinu was like, yakar ma'isav osav shel zeh. Look at him. Look at him and you'll realize where he came from and what Avraham Avinu must have been like. That's a compliment, right? Me'ivanav shel Avraham Avinu, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said about Shimon Barva. Shimon Barva havikad maskum, when Rabbi Shimon Barva was going up to Eretz Yisrael, making Aliyah, v'shalach le Rabbi Yavo chad igra. Rabbi Yavo sent him a letter. Sent him a letter, meaning why did he come to Eretz Yisrael? Not just because of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, he was the maid of the Gadol Ador there, but Rabbi Yavo sent him a letter. V'yahiv min sivte begava. In the letter, Rabbi Yavo put some of his white hairs. He put some of his white hairs. Begin Elaine Savta. And he says, I'm getting old. Because of the age of this old man, kumis halach l'Eretz Yisrael, please come up. That was the message. He sent some of his white hairs. He did not pull out his hairs, right? But by that age, sometimes hairs come out. And then Rabbi Yavo describes, Mi yigal ofer meinecha Rabbi Yochanan, who was their Rebbe, which means Rabbi Yochanan gave the compliment before to his Talmud. He said, but Rabbi Yavo says, oh, Rabbi Yochanan, right, literally, like, I wish you were here. If you take the dirt off your eyes, Avuha riglose yismani. Rabbi Avahu, Avuha, I'm so lowly, I'm like feet. Right, and he was appointed, right? Shaman de Me'afraya, and Shimon Barva, who was noble, who was high up, lowest money. He wasn't appointed. He says, look at this, look at what a funny life is. Okay, there's so much about Anava, but we'll continue. Hachalu makalafneim, back to the procession. So the flute is going, right? The Bnei Moshe says, because it gives a sound from far away. Hachalu makalafneim achi magin laharabayis. Now they came to Harabayis. Higil harabayis. Afilu agripas memelech notos salsalak seifo v'nichnas. You could use shlichim until you get to Harabayis. But once you get to Harabayis, the owner has to take it on his own. On his own. He takes it, he puts it on his own shoulder. Even if you're the king, the Rambam quotes this, even if you're the king of Israel, you bring your own bikurim. V'nichnas. And he goes in, Achu Magil Azara. So he walks onto Harabais and he comes to the Azara. Right? He comes to the Nikanar doors, the Azara. V'dibra Levim B'shir and the Levim start singing, Aramuch Hashem K'nili Son Yvo Simach To'evali. Hagozlo Shalagabai Salon Hayolos. There were birds that they used to bring next to the baskets, right? Tied on like little cages. So those became carbonous ola. U'mashabiyadam Rosal Kohanim. And everything in their hands, some say they had other birds in their hands, maybe it means the Bikurim themselves, that will go to the Kohanim. So what's the procedure? Odenu asalak tefo, the Tanakama holds, the basket is still on the shoulder, kore, the entire mikra bikurim is said while the basket's on the shoulder. Ve'igadi ayom l'ashem alakecha, at shugomer eskal parsha. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, an arami ovid avi. No, you stop in the middle, because you look at the psukim, it talks about the putting the basket down in the middle of the psukim. Maybe we'll read the psukim next time. Aramid Ovid, you stop in the middle, and then Igil Aramid Ovid Avi Morid Asalman Aktefo, Voches Bis Sif Sosav, you take the basket off of your shoulder, you hold it by the rim, the Kohen Meniach Ez Yod Tachas, Tachtov, and the Kohen puts his hand under it. Sounds like from this description that the owner has his hands on the rim on top of the basket, and the Kohen has his hands on the bottom of the basket. There's another Chazal that talks about that the Kohen's hands are under the Bailam's hands. But according to this version, this description, they're in two different spots on the basket. Umeinifo, and they wave it. And then, vikore, add in that word. And then you read the rest of the parsha. Umeinichu b'tzadam izbeach, then you put it down. Vishtachava, and then he bows down. Vyatza, and he goes out. Vishtachava vyatza. Why? Says the Gra. In the Aderes Eliyahu, right? All the Svarim of the Gran Chumash were put together by his Talmidim. So Aderes Eliyahu has some treasures. So the Deres Elio here on this pasuk v'hishtach avisa zeklau kol ayotzi mibeis hamigdash tzorech hishtach ava. You leave the Beis Hamikdash, you got to bow down. That's this pasuk v'hishtach avisa. You finish v'hishtach avisa, right? That's the makar for at least kind of like when you walk backwards a little bit. Right, based on this, v'hishtach avisa, you bow down v'yatzen, and you go out backwards. The Rambam also describes that as well in Beis HaBechira. There's symbolism to hishtach avaya. The Nesiva Shalom on Kisavo talks about the hishtach avaya symbolizes his spotless. He's the Medrash says hakol b'schus hishtach avaya. Maybe we'll start with that next time. Let's just read a little more. Barishon al kol mishu yodei likros korei. Originally, whoever knew mikra bikurim should read it themselves. Kol mishu eino yodei likros makron lefanav. And whoever didn't know, we fed it to them. Right? They said it after us word for word. Nimnu milahavi. But then people were embarrassed. I'm going to go there, and they're going to have to read it to me. So his kinoshi makron is mishu yodeya, is mishu eino yodeya. They made a takana. Everybody gets it read to, right? This is why also by a wedding, the Masada Kedushin is the one that says the brachas. Why? Even according to the Rambam that says it's a biskul brachas mitzvah for the chasen, no, shalol levayish is me, she'ini yodea. And therefore, it's similar, this is where it comes from, right? So that they made that takana. Ha'ashirim mevi'en esibi kureyem b'kasol shalkezeb shalzov. Rich people used to bring fancy baskets. V'aniyim mevi'en osam b'salin etzarim shalarava klufim. And the aniyim brought simple baskets. The baskets of the poor, the Kohanim would take. The baskets of the rich will take back. Why is that? We'll have to see. But the Pnei Moshe here says, the Gemara Baba Kama says, Basar Anya Azla Anyusa. Poverty breeds poverty. And that's why we'll have to see what this is. But it could be that, like the Karban Mincha, right? So that the Ani feels that, you know, you're taking everything of mine, and you're even taking my basket. And the Kohen, the rich people, give it back. Okay, there's a lot more here. We'll have to stop here by the Gemara. And by the Shem, we'll start with the Medrash about HaKol B'Zchus Hishtach Havaya. And to talk about the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we'll have to get into a little bit more by the Shem next time. Okay, we'll stop here.